Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. Everything Everywhere All at Once shined at the 95th Academy Awards. Legendary Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he plans to play for the New York Jets. And high-jumping pioneer Dick Fosbury died. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
And the Oscar goes to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And with that Best Picture announcement from Harrison Ford, Everything Everywhere All at Once put the finishing touches on a dominating night at the 95th Academy Awards. The film scored 7 Oscars out of 11 nominations. Besides Best Picture, the collective known as the Daniels, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, won Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. Michelle Yeoh took the award for Best Actress with a message of perseverance.
This is proof that dreams dream big and dreams do come true. And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime.
Jamie Lee Curtis earned Best Supporting Actress with a nod to her Hollywood roots.
My mother and my father were both nominated for Oscars in different categories. I just won an Oscar.
And Kei-hee Kwan, a child actor who struggled to find roles as an adult, acknowledged that difficult period in an emotional Best Supporting Actor speech.
They say stories like this only happen in the movies. I cannot believe it's happening to me. This is the American dream.
Even Brendan Fraser, who won Best Actor for his role in The Whale, gave a nod to everything when he accepted his award.
So this is what the multiverse looks like.
And while the results of the Oscars are a closely guarded secret until each winner is announced, Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue foreshadowed a couple of big wins.
31 years ago in 1992, Brendan Fraser and Kei-hee Kwan were in a movie together. Remember which movie it was? Encino Man. Two actors from Encino Man are nominated for Oscars.
Audio courtesy, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, through the Associated Press. My co-host on the Streamed and Screened podcast is longtime entertainment reporter and film critic Bruce Miller. He offered his thoughts on Everything's Big Night on our post-Oscars episode.
Usually now, they'll give something to all of the Best Picture nominees. Mm-hmm. There will be like some oddball category that you think, okay, I don't care. But this year they really went for Everything Everywhere All at Once. They seven what was the final count?
Seven.
And the surprise, I think, of all of the ones that they did win was that it got Best Supporting Actress for Jamie Lee Curtis. I think that was the one that could have gone in another direction, and they would have been fine with it as well. But when she won, I think we saw, a trend is starting. This is going to be an everything kind of night.
You can listen to our full breakdown of the big moments of the night on Streamed and Screened, available on all major podcasting platforms. The link to that episode is also in this episode's show notes.
Aaron Rodgers will be wearing a different shade of green during the 2023 season.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
On the Pat McAfee Show on YouTube and Sirius XM, the four-time NFL MVP quarterback says there are no hard feelings.
My side, love and appreciation, gratitude for everything that Green Bay has done for me. Love, so much love and gratitude and just heart open for the Packer fans.
Hell yeah.
And what it meant to be their quarterback.
Rodgers says Green Bay is holding up a trade with the Jets. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Continuing in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys released running back Ezekiel Elliott on Wednesday, ending a 7-year run for the 2-time league rushing leader. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster is headed to New England, and tackle Orlando Brown Jr. is going to Cincinnati. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Big news in the opening day of NFL free agency. The Raiders reportedly filled their QB void by agreeing to terms with former 49er Jimmy Garoppolo on a 3-year deal worth $67.5 million. The Bears are set to give linebacker Tremaine Tremaine Edmonds a 4-year, $72 million contract, and the Steelers are bringing on 3-time All-Pro corner Patrick Peterson for a 2-year deal. I'm Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
The NFL offseason continues to dominate the headlines. There are reports that the Green Bay Packers are trading quarterback Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, while the Jets are bringing in one of Rodgers' weapons as wide receiver Alan Lazard agrees to a 4-year deal, according to various reports. The Las Vegas Raiders are set to trade tight end Darren Waller to the New York Giants. Indianapolis Colts are parting ways with quarterback Matt Ryan. Carolina agrees to a 2-year deal with quarterback Andy Dalton. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Fosbury flop high jumper Dick Fosbury has died. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Dick Fosbury, who completely revamped the technical discipline of high jump and won an Olympic gold medal with his Fosbury flop, has died. Before Fosbury, high jumpers cleared their heights by running parallel to the bar, then leaping over it with a scissors kick. At the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, Fosbury used his new technique to set an Olympic record and win gold. Fosbury took off at an angle, leaped backward, and bent himself into a J-shape to catapult his 6-foot-4-inch frame over the bar. By the next Olympics, 28 of the 40 jumpers were using the Fosbury flop. Today, it is by far the most used technique for elite high jumpers. Fosbury's publicist said that the famous jumper died after a reoccurrence with lymphoma. He was 76. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.